two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 8th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 50 degrees.
Wet roads, even some snow up Parleys, and some resultant problems on the roads. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
More than 200 homes have been evacuated near Mapleton because of 1,000-acre wildfire.
Utah Firewatch. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson live on the scene in Mapleton. Paul?
And Amanda, the rain does appear to be helping things out down here as well. All of the Hobble Creek and Grindstone subdivisions, they have been evacuated because of the erratic winds, though, from the Ether Hollow fire. Kate Webb with Utah Forestry Fire and State Land says this was sparked by target shooting, which makes it the second major fire sparked by the same cause in just 2 days.
You should never be shooting anywhere near dry vegetation. We have been setting records this year with how dry fuels are in a lot of parts of the state.
Some evacuees say they only had about 15 minutes to get their gear and leave. Crews built fire breaks around the flames, clearing out the vegetation so that the fire wouldn't have anything to burn. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah Firewatch, our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who has more on the evacuation. John.
Yeah, Tim, the Ether Hollow fire continues to burn between Springville and Mapleton, and as of last night, all of Hobble Creek Canyon had to be evacuated. That includes 135 homes in the Grindstone community. In total, around 211 homes have been evacuated between the two cities. One evacuee, J.J. Bush, says he had little time to leave after he was told about the fire from a friend.
Within a minute, the sheriff knocked on the door and said, hey, you know, we're doing voluntary evacuations, and then he got a call probably 15 seconds later. And said, we're doing mandatory, I gotta go.
Mapleton police add that Quiet Meadow Lane and homes at 400 North and 1600 East, along with everything northeast of that address, are also being evacuated. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Firefighters are also on the scene of another significant fire. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce, who has more on the William Fire near Santaquin.
There's only one spot where firefighters can really access the William Fire off Pole Creek Road. Incident spokeswoman Jennifer Hansen says another challenge, the dry gamble oak the fire's burning's giving off a lot of heat, meaning they need help building containment lines. Help the wind could knock out.
We may lose the ability to utilize the helicopters who are providing bucket drops. They're bringing water to the hand crews that are working in the steeper part of the fire perimeter.
In the meantime, you're being asked not to gawk at the fire or fly a drone. It could get in the way of a fire crew. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. Grant says the wind is the really big story this morning.
Very strong winds have been picking up along the Wasatch Front. Hopefully a lot of folks have had some warning time to tie things down, those loose items, as it's really howling there. The winds are going to pick up quite strong in those canyon areas today. Not as strong once we get to the noon hour in the afternoon. However, with this low pressure sitting over southern Utah, we're going to expect to see some strong winds again late tonight through early tomorrow morning.
7:30 this morning is when they expect those to really kick up. Could be 70-mile-an-hour winds coming out of Farmington. We'll keep an eye on that throughout the morning.
The high winds put employees at Taggy's famous fruit and veggie farm in Box Elder County in a rush to save peaches. Fame Taggy says he can't stand to watch a peach fall.
I saw 50-to-60-mile-an-hour winds, and I just freaked out. So I texted all my workers, and I said, you got to pick deep.
Not harvesting the peaches early could have cost the farm nearly $32,000. If a peach is blown off the tree and hits the ground, it can no longer be sold.
It was a race against time and flames in California. KSL's top national stories this hour. Sean Michael Lyle is live this morning at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Tim. More than 200 people rescued by helicopter from a fast-approaching wildfire at Mammoth Pool Reservoir in California, Sierra Nevada Sunday. This man tells ABC in Fresno.
The fire completely engulfed everything all around us.
National Guard helicopters flew through flame and smoke to reach the people huddled by the water's edge. At least 50 hikers remain trapped in the area, with rescues resuming today. The creek fire has burned over 135,000 acres. Congress returns from August recess today with demand for more stimulus funding and a stopgap budget bill staring them in the face. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer on the Republicans' plan for a skinny relief bill.
This bill will not pass. Go back to the drawing boards. Do a real bill.
There does appear bipartisan support to prevent a government shutdown. President Trump does not oppose investigating reports. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy reimbursed employees for making campaign contributions with taxpayer-funded bonuses.
Let the investigations go, but he's a very respected man.
The Washington Post and New York Times made the allegations. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, college football season has finally arrived for the BYU Cougars.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
We got wet roads all over the commute and even a little bit of snow falling up in Parley's, although it's not sticking to the roads yet. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
He said snow.
There it is.
KSL News Time is 5:05.
Think you know the story? Think again. 93% believe it's important for our leaders to bring people together. America's actually very united.
Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson. Inside Sources. 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
I want to tell you about my amazing experience with CertaPro painters. I had them come out to my house to give me one of their free estimates, and it was a small job. My front door had some cracking, some chip paint. It was starting to rot in some places. In fact, I thought it was going to need to be replaced. But when CertaPro came out to my house, I said, "Don't even worry about this. We can fix this up no problem." And I was so amazed at the estimate, so amazed at the price, that I had them paint the entire front side of my house, including the garage door, for a lot less than I budgeted. It was beautiful, professional, worry-free, and completely delivered on what they promised. So schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. Make sure you spell Certa with a C, because each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people that are right here in your community. CertaPro Painters, proven and trusted experts in painting. Visit them at CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com.
Utah's Morning News is on the fire watch this morning as more than 200 homes have been evacuated near Mapleton. It's a 1,000-acre wildfire, and we do have reporters on the scene, so stay with us throughout the morning.
A big night for the BYU Cougars as they shelled Navy 55-3 in the season opener. American Fork High grad Lopini Katoa ran the ball for 80 yards and two touchdowns, as well as another touchdown off a 15-yard pass.
I have a biased opinion as a running back, but I just feel like if you can get the running game going, then everything else opens up.
Katoa credits his success on the work of his offensive line. Next up for the Cougars, Army on Saturday, September 19th.
I'd like to thank the Cougars for having a good halftime lead so I could go to bed last night. tennis star Novak Djokovic, I never get this right, has taken to Instagram to call on Falls to stop harassing the line judge who he accidentally hurt at Sunday's match.
The judge, who has not been publicly identified, has been receiving vicious messages after she was accidentally hit by Djokovic in the throat at Sunday's match, from ESPN.
And that's it. Oh, no. He whacked a ball that might have hit a lines person back there.
A Serbian tabloid has been reporting the alleged name of the judge. The shot was an accident. Djokovic was ejected and fined. He tells fans, "She's done nothing wrong at all. I ask you all to stay especially supportive and caring to her during this time." Chuck Sievertson, ABC Sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird moment. He didn't mean to, obviously.
Of course not.
But he turned around and, you know, anger, and just swatted the ball, and it caught her in the neck, I think. So, yeah, out of the tournament. Crazy day. It is 5:09. Let's see how things are doing on the roads out there this morning. We did hear him say snow, I think. Let's check your traffic and weather, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. The other question I had for you, Andy, is all of the reader boards on the way in said that I-80 at Evanston is closed. Is that wind or snow?
It might be both. I'm not seeing the closure. It might be eastbound. I see some westbound traffic coming through, but if you've ever driven between Evanston and anywhere else, you know that it could be either one, and they're just both equally as dangerous. Here in the valleys, we're dealing with wet conditions this morning. I-15 soaking all along the Wasatch Front between Provo and Davis County. I'm actually seeing a little bit of I-15 slowing in Farmington right now as you go up towards the exit towards Lagoon. Supposed to be dealing with high winds and rain as well at some point later on this morning, although I haven't had any hard reports of wind yet affecting drivers. And yes, the S word, there's a little bit of snow falling, and you can see it in the street lights up at Parley's Summit, but it's very light type of snow, and it's not sticking to the roads at all, and probably won't, I'm guessing, today. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and that wind last night was just... And we're not done with it yet. Let's get a look now at the weather forecast with you, Grant.
Wow, what a weather day with this strong front we were expecting here. The wind's definitely howling in the canyons, and dangerously strong winds going to be blowing there throughout the morning hours. Windy elsewhere, and a slight chance of showers in the morning as well. Otherwise, plenty of sun, but it's going to remain windy and cool. High temperatures only 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 64. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And again, the time you want to watch for is 7:30 this morning. That's when Grant really expects those winds to kick up. 46 degrees this morning with rain in downtown Salt Lake City.
Coming up in a little bit on KSL News Radio, we'll be talking more about these wildfires. Hundreds of people had to be rescued by helicopter in Fresno. We've got our own fires to deal with here in Utah, but they have even more in California to fight. Details on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
You'll want to stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks, as always, for waking up with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years' experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple, it come, plumbing troubles all gone.
A cancer diagnosis is a life-changing moment for you. Before it are thousands of other experiences. Joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings. Years spent planning. Years spent building a beautiful life. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're ready for the moment things change. We've experienced joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings. Years spent planning. And years spent building the best team of cancer experts. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Donate $25 or more and you'll receive 10 American Airlines Advantage miles for every dollar you give. Visit standuptocancer.org/American Airlines to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer is a division of EIF.
We may have some people out there listening this morning on the KSL News Radio app, so you know how handy it is. If you've yet to download it, though, go to wherever you get your apps and do it today. And it's powered by our friends, of course, at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 5:13. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Ether Hollow fire continues to burn between Springville and Mapleton. In total, around 211 homes have been evacuated between the two cities. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, BYU has kicked off their football season with a blowout win against Navy. The final score last night was 55-3.
Third, of course, we'll keep an eye on that drive this morning if you're making your way in. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Well, Tim, the winds are hitting hard now in Farmington especially. I'm actually starting to see some traffic slowing down in both directions between the splash kicking up and the wind blowing. Traffic starting to take it slow around Lagoon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Very windy today. Much cooler. The high only 62 and a slight chance of showers in the morning. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 46 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In the air right now in California, a Chinook, a Seahawk, and a Black Hawk helicopter on the way to rescue dozens of people trapped by wildfires in the Sierra National Forest. With COVID cases on the rise in 30 states, President Trump and his November opponents are going back and forth on a vaccine.
President Trump claiming the Biden campaign is ready to claim any vaccine ready before Election Day is not safe.
So now they're saying, wow, Trump's pulled this off. Okay, let's disparage the vaccine.
Democrats have not done that, but Kamala Harris did tell CNN,
I would not trust Donald Trump. And it would have to be a credible source of information.
The president has suggested the vaccine could be ready before Election Day. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
More than 1,000 supporters of President Trump gathered in Northwest Oregon on Labor Day. Leader of the right-wing group Patriot Prayer speaking to the crowd.
We're done hiding. We're done remaining silent in the United States of America. I'm sick and tired of it. So I appreciate you guys coming out here today. We got to stand.
One of that group's followers, Aaron Danielson, was shot and killed in Portland last month. They say they weren't going into downtown Portland because of the ongoing demonstrations there. In Rochester, New York, hundreds marched again protesting the death of Daniel Prude. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, time now for the KSL In-Depth. Hundreds of people had to be rescued by helicopter near Fresno this weekend due to fast-moving wildfires as California sees its worst fire season ever.
ABC meteorologist Ginger Z has details.
Oh boy.
This morning, a desperate race to escape. Deadly wildfires consuming millions of acres on the West Coast. Giant whirls of smoke driven by those erratic winds. At least 25 large wildfires burning in California alone. The Creek Fire near Fresno scorching more than 135,000 acres in just 4 days. Firefighters unable to contain it. Overnight, rescue helicopters perilously navigating that thick smoke. Visibility so bad they couldn't get in to airlift more than 50 people who were trapped by the Creek Fire at Lake Edison. The conditions made worse by blazing temperatures, record highs, dry winds, and an infestation of bark beetles, which killed many of the trees.
They're native here. Now we're starting to see that those trees have dried out to the point where they are being consumed by the Creek Fire in a way that we have not experienced before.
More than 100 hikers stranded at Vermilion Valley Resort. The road too dangerous to escape by car. Officials ordering them to shelter in place until they can be rescued in the morning.
The general plan is to evacuate the hikers either by air or by ground transport, and they just won't know until the morning.
And over the weekend, more than 200 people rescued by helicopter at a campground near Fresno. The Creek Fire blocking the only road out. Some people taken to nearby hospitals with severe burns and broken bones.
This is hell if I don't know what else.
The Meek family survived, seen here trying to escape by car before they had to jump into the water when the flames got too close.
There was really no warning. The fire just moved so fast, so there was only so much we could do.
The National Guard realizing they were quickly running out of time.
The conditions were pretty extreme. A couple of the crew members started complaining that the smoke was making them nauseous. Every piece of vegetation, as far as you could see around that lake, was on fire. And just keep going until we ran out of people.
The El Dorado fire here in San Bernardino started by a smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used at a gender reveal party.
You always have the chance, at least in California, the chance of you doing something that causes a spark and causes a fire is high. And particularly this time of year, anything that is potentially going to cause a spark should be avoided.
That fire burning more than 9,000 acres since Saturday, burning structures near Oak Glen. The San Bernardino Fire Department tweeting this video showing them battling a wall of flames to save the village. Some folks fighting themselves with garden hoses, desperate to save their homes. And in Washington, smoke filling the streets in the town of Malden after a sweeping fire destroyed nearly 80% of the homes in their town, including their post office and city hall. The ground littered with the still burning remains.
Smoke from the California wildfires has spread as far away as Kansas. We were sitting, my son Cameron and his girlfriend sitting out on the back porch, just enjoying the weekend and realizing that's the smoke from the California wildfires before our own fires. You know, we're kicking up.
Yeah, and think about it. If it's that thick here along the Wasatch Front, what must it be like down there near those fires? And the video over the weekend of the rescue that was going on by the military helicopters where they loaded hundreds of people who were at camp spots up in the national forest areas is just crazy.
And in Colorado, didn't I read that Colorado is experiencing some wildfires as well?
It wouldn't surprise me. However, Mother Nature's going to help with that today.
Yeah.
The high in Denver is going to be 38 degrees and snow. So I would think that'll help fight fires.
I'm sure.
We'll keep an eye on all that's happening and how the weather is affecting firefighting efforts around the West throughout the morning here on KSL. On the in-depth at 15 and 45.
519 now. Let's get another look at your early morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, starting off with no crashes, but boy, heavy winds hitting in Davis County right now, and it's affecting Highway 89. Going through Fruit Heights. It's affecting I-15 in between Farmington and Centerville. It's raining, too, along with the wind, so you got this sideways mist blowing across the freeway. Getting reports of debris and power outages in Brigham City, up in Logan in the Cache Valley. I'm seeing some I-15 affected north of Brigham City right now. And in the Salt Lake Valley, you'll feel the wind, although it hasn't caused any traffic problems as of yet. You may see a few intersections that are without power in Davis, Salt Lake, and Weber counties as well. Treat any intersections that are dark as a four-way stop, and just be careful. Watch out for everybody else. You may not know this, but Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment, forklifts, excavators, aerials, lifts, skid steers, generators, trenchers. They can service them all at a Diamond Rental near you. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wow, those winds have the UDOT cameras doing the Watusi out there this morning. I think you need a little Dramamine to just watch them. It's crazy. Be careful if you're on the roads. Let's get a peek at how the seven-day forecast shapes up with Grant.
Major cool down today with those strong wind gusts at the canyons. Very strong wind gusts, especially in the morning. Sun most of the day, but it's windy. 62 the high, 64 partly cloudy tomorrow. Then it starts to warm up, 68 on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday, we're back up to some summer weather, 78 and sunshine, 83 on Saturday, mostly sunny. It's getting hotter. Sunday, 86 in the sunshine and 88 Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It is chilly this morning, 46 degrees. So yesterday we're watching, or last night we're watching the BYU game, and we see, and it goes by fast, so we just barely caught it, a Navy player wearing this chain. This enormous chain that looks like Marley's chain in A Christmas Carol. Did you catch that?
I didn't see it.
And we thought, what in the world? This huge linked chain. And so Aaron said, "Do you know what that means?" And I said, "I have no idea." So we had to look it up. What, you know, what, that Navy player wearing a chain. And so if I'm right about this, and somebody listening might know if I'm wrong about this, that there are a couple of colleges or a couple of schools that have a tradition. Miami is one, and I think Navy is one, that have this tradition that if a player causes a turnover,
yes,
that you're allowed to wear, you're allowed, it's an honor to wear the chain. And so I think that Navy player that got the turnover, that had the interception.
Yeah, no, they don't do it. They do it on the sideline, though. Not on the field. Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't. I don't think you could move 5 feet.
No.
Yeah, because it's enormous. It's yeah. It's, you know, it's like Marley in a Christmas Carol.
Yeah. And so they hand that off to the next guy. Then
the next guy
who
has a turnover, unless he has to go back on the field first, because it just looks like something. I mean, it's down to your waist, and the links are inches thick.
I didn't know Navy had that tradition. There are other teams, though, I've heard about that do that.
I saw Miami's once, and it's gold for Miami. In Navy, it was silver. But it's crazy.
Turnover bling
Turnover bling.
There
yes,
you go.
Indeed.
By the way, it was fun to watch the Cougs have such success on the field. And all night, I'm thinking, Andy Farnsworth told us a couple of days ago, this is the toughest matchup they're going to have all season.
Because of the triple offense and all of that, right?
Yeah, the triple option. And they come out 50-something to 3.
Yeah. walked right through them.
Wow, it's crazy. All right. And, of course, we'll have all the coverage of that BYU action here on the home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio. Sean Michael Lyle coming up in a minute. The markets, the futures are all down this morning. We'll see what those numbers look like. And, of course, check your money news when we come back in just a minute.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-721-4880. That's 800-721-4880. 800-721-4880. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Kevin Eubank, listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
A toy gun brings up a curious legal question, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, a 12-year-old Colorado Springs boy is suspended for a week because of a toy Nerf gun seen during online schooling. Isaiah Elliott's dad is furious, telling KDVR.
For the school to expect for there not to be any type of toys or anything around someone's home, it's just pretty ridiculous.
Isaiah picked up the gun for a moment, not realizing the teacher was watching through his computer. She called police for a welfare check at the home, leaving the child in tears. Now, the incident brings up the question in this time of pandemic, was Isaiah at home or was he at school, and which rules apply? We're reminded of a meme making the rounds these days. This is my first pandemic. Forgive me if I'm not doing it right. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The president went after the sixth richest woman in the world. The widow of Apple co-founder Steve Jobs owns a stake in the magazine The Atlantic, which published a damaging report about Mr. Trump.
China's largest computer chip maker lost 23% yesterday. Shares plummeted on fears that SMIC could become the latest casualty of the U.S.-China tech war. The Department of Defense announced it's considering banning exports of all Chinese semiconductor manufacturers.
The head of the United Food and Commercial Workers says grocery stores should kick out customers who refuse to wear a mask. He says 35,000 workers contracted COVID and 100 of them have died.
Futures markets are all down this morning. The Dow off, not bad, but down about 34 points, closing in on that 28,000 mark. The S&P is off by 22, almost 23 points. The NASDAQ taking another big hit today. It's off another 2% or 237 points.
Look at your very windy traffic and weather together report coming up next on KSL News Radio.
Be there. Take a moment to show a veteran you care. September is Suicide Prevention Month. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, suicide prevention and the importance of watching out for our veterans. A kind word or an extra moment to really listen can make all the difference, especially now during the COVID-19 pandemic. Isolation can be especially difficult on veterans. Reach out, ask questions, be there for America's heroes. To hear real veteran recovery stories and learn more about resources available, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
Quick programming note that this week's movie show is sponsored by Sound Sleep Medical in Sandy. Free sleep consultations to the first 25 callers, and that's coming up Friday, of course, between 9 and noon. It's 529. Let's get a look at a very important drive-in this morning brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. It looks wild out there, Andy.
It is. In fact, just heard from a KSL traffic trooper who said they just passed another overturned semi on southbound I-15 between Tremont and Brigham City. Been getting reports of heavy winds there. Been seeing the effects in some of the UDOT traffic cams, especially right now in Farmington. I'm seeing traffic affected on Highway 89 between Mutton Hollow Road and look like Oak Hills Drive in Fruit Heights, Layton. As you go north and south there, been seeing some issues in Parley's Canyon. The winds aren't as bad in Parley's Canyon, but you may see some snow falling. Thankfully, it's not sticking to the roads. And wet road conditions everywhere, so speeds will need to be a little bit slower this morning, no matter where you're going. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out about this wild weather forecast. And for that, we go back over to you, Grant.
62, the high. That is going to be it today with a strong cold front. The wind's definitely howling in the canyons. Dangerously strong winds there. Otherwise, going to remain windy and sunshine most of the day. There's just a slight chance of showers in the morning. And wow, what a difference in the temperature. Only 62. Partly cloudy, only 64 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It is 46 degrees.
Wet roads, high winds, and tipped over semis. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL
Utah Traffic Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Evacuations have been ordered because of a dangerous wildfire burning near Mapleton.
Yeah, we left a bunch of stuff behind.
Utah Fire Watch. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who has the latest on the Ether Hollow fire. Paul?
And Amanda, a major difference right now compared to what I saw last night. Last night, you could see a very pronounced V-shaped formation that was burning along the mountains here. Right now, I can see maybe a few lingering flames, and that's kind of it. But still, over 200 homes near this area were under evacuation because of the Ether Hollow fire. It was charred more than 1,000 acres as well. Officials say it was started by target shooting, and that makes it the second major fire in as many days sparked by the same thing. Utah Forestry Fire and State Land spokesperson Kate Webb says they're trying to create fire lines just to make sure that they can keep the break between the fire and the homes.
We're trying to establish control lines, which means we're trying to eliminate vegetation so that the fire will have a barrier. It won't have anything to burn through.
Now, the evacuations affected 15 homes in Mapleton, as well as all of the homes in Grindstone Subdivision and in Hobble Creek. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, the wind could be a big challenge for firefighters trying to snuff out that 2,000-acre William fire near Santaquin. Incident spokesperson Jennifer Hansen says the wind could ground their helicopters.
Some of the thicker timber fuels that hold the heat, that's why they need that water for those areas to really build a good line that would hold.
Again, everyone's also asked to stay away from the area around Pole Canyon Road so firefighters aren't impeded in that effort.
Northern Utah, and especially Davis County, could see the worst of these dangerous downslope winds today, stronger than what we've seen overnight. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
A weather front moving through Utah has brought the high winds with it. KSL-TV's Kevin Eubank says the wind this morning could cause particular trouble along I-15.
We're talking 30 to 40 mile an hour winds, gusts common. But along the I-15 corridor between North Salt Lake and Ogden, these are prime places for these canyon downslope winds. We're talking 50, 60, even 70 mile an hour wind gusts.
Davis County Emergency Services reports no significant damage at this point in the morning, but crews are on standby and ready to respond to clear blocked streets or help in other ways. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Thousands of power outages have been reported in our area as well. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik continues on live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Tim, these extreme wind gusts have many Utahns dealing with power outages. The most recent update from Rocky Mountain Power this morning indicates that about 800 customers are being impacted between Salt Lake City and Sandy. At least a couple hundred of those are around Sugar House, while over 100 are by Holiday and Murray. Now, the worst of it actually appears to be north of Salt Lake, as more than 2,000 customers are being impacted near Syracuse and Layton. Layton City Police posted on Facebook this morning saying that Rocky Mountain Power is aware of the problem and working on repairs. They anticipate a minimum of 2 to 3 hours for power restoration. Layton police also saying stay home if you can due to a high number of traffic hazards all over the valley. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The search soon resumes for more trapped by wildfire in the Sierra Nevadas. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, more than 200 people were rescued from the edge of a reservoir by California National Guard helicopters this weekend as flames were just yards away. At least 50 hikers remained in the mountains east of Fresno, and it's a challenge for the copters to reach them in the forest.
They need a big footprint to land safely.
Rescue operations resume today as the Creek Fire has burned more than 135,000 acres. There's been one confirmed fatality. Most of Malden, Washington has been burned off the map by fire. The Whitman County Sheriff says they raced the flames to get people out of town.
This came through like a jet plane, really. It just tore right through here.
80% of the homes in the town of about 300 people burned to the ground yesterday. Malden is, or was, south of Spokane. Seven people were shot to death at an illegal marijuana growing operation in Southern California's Riverside County. A woman dying of gunshot wounds at a hospital led deputies yesterday to a home where the other victims were found. No suspects are named. And Congress returns to work today after the August recess. There's little agreement for another round of stimulus funding, but a bill to prevent a government shutdown on October 1st seems to have support. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Joe Biden spent part of his Labor Day in the all-important swing state of Pennsylvania. He's also set to make another campaign stop there this week. Meanwhile, President Trump also targeting a couple of battleground states.
With exactly 8 weeks until Election Day, President Trump is traveling to two battleground states today. His first stop, Florida, where he holds an official event focused on restoring the Everglades. Then it's on to North Carolina, his third visit to that state in 3 weeks. He'll hold an airport rally in Winston-Salem. The president is quickly ramping up his campaign travel, with officials saying he'll be out on the road several days a week from now until November 3rd. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Coming up on KSL, more laptops are expected in the Salt Lake City School District, which has been hit hard by a computer shortage.
And we'll keep an eye on that KSL traffic.
Wind has blown over several semis north of Brigham City, and we've got wind affecting the drive through Davis County as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
What would you say if you could get a Carrier furnace for free? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd say yes, please. But before you get too excited, let me explain how it works. As a Carrier authorized dealer, we buy so much equipment each year that we get the best prices. We also feel like we have the best HVAC techs around. Now, we want to keep our great people and our great pricing from the factory. But September's a slow month for us because the summer's pretty much done and the cold weather hasn't hit yet. So we set aside money for this free furnace promotion to help keep our guys busy. Now, this is great for you if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and your AC, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace just for the labor to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. This is only good through September, so if you think you might be interested, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services, and we'll schedule one of our HVAC supervisors to come to your home and answer any questions you have. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. and it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 801-401-9999. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield. Cordell & Cordell, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
We're going to keep a very close eye on the weather because it's obviously affecting things on the ground. Grant Wayman saying the winds could be up to 70 miles an hour out of the canyon areas around Farmington by 7:30 this morning. So please be careful if you're on the roads out there.
Salt Lake School District has found 1,100 laptop computers. They hope they'll arrive today. Last week, the district was short 6,000 devices. Spokesperson Yandri Chatwin.
It is especially concerning because our district is planning to be remote only. We know it's not ideal. We won't have every student with a computer by Tuesday. But we're grateful for the understanding and patience of families, knowing that some of this is just going to take us a little bit longer.
Students who can't start school without a device will not be penalized.
In sports, the Cougars have opened the football season with a decisive win over Navy, 55-3. KSL sports reporter Jeremiah Jensen says the Cougars gained 309 yards on the ground alone.
Navy has been extra cautious protecting players from COVID-19. No tackling in practice. That certainly helped BYU, who established their run game from the start. The offensive line dominated, and Tyler Algier and Lapini Katoa took advantage. Algier with a 34-yard score. Katoa, 39 yards in the first quarter.
We'll have more coming up at 5:55. Mitch Harper checks Cougar Tracks on Utah's Morning News.
Right now, 5:39, let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. What's going on out there, Andy?
Oh, well, we've got power outages in spots. We've got heavy winds blowing. We've got weather conditions affecting everybody, whether or not the winds are. Semis have tipped over. I'm seeing southbound delays on I-15 between Tremont and Brigham City. I've also got slowing on Highway 89 in Fruit Heights and in Layton, as well as I-15 and Legacy slowdowns in Farmington. And coming out of Centerville, believe it or not, it's the northbound direction that seems to be running slower than the southbound. But I guess if the winds are blowing down off the mountainside there, the side that's getting hit the first. Don't see any specific delays in the Salt Lake Valley. Crews are still doing cleanups in Salt Lake City from some downed power lines and trees that have blown over. You'll see different portions of roads that may be affected. I don't have a full listing that I can give you this quickly, but be prepared for what you're going to see this morning as you drive around. The first phase of the new Salt Lake City International Airport opens September 15th and is ready to fly when you are. For more information, visit slcairport.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant spells out what kind of a day we have for you.
Big cold front is delivered, and those winds are really howling out of the canyons and elsewhere. Strong wind gusts this morning. Slight chance of showers morning. Otherwise, a lot of sun today, but it's windy. It is cool. The high only 62. Get those jackets on. Partly cloudy, 64 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
46 degrees downtown this morning.
I know I've heard a lot of people talk about this question. Has the incidence of suicide gone up during the pandemic? And at least when it comes to the state of Utah, the answer, and you might be surprised, is no. We'll have a report from Dan Baumas coming up in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Napa know-how. Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearing House. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com.
Your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
How strong are those winds out there this morning? Well, one of our texters in Farmington says that it's shaking the house as much as when the earthquake hit.
Can you believe that?
That's how tough it is out there this morning,
wild.
So be careful. By the way, we're relying on you this morning. If we miss something along the way, text us on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, about 200 homes have been evacuated near Mapleton because of the Ether Hollow fire. We'll have a live update coming up at 6 on Utah's Morning News.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power reports more than 33,000 outages right now, mostly in Cache, Weber, Davis, and Salt Lake counties.
Third, let's see what it looks like on the ground this morning. Keeping an eye on that drive brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Delays on the freeway getting worse in Davis County. That heavy wind making it very difficult to drive between Kaysville and Bountiful right now, as well as along Highway 89, and semis have been blown over on I-15 north of Brigham City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Very windy today, much cooler, the high only 62, and a slight chance of showers in the morning. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 46 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
More than two dozen major wildfires are burning across California with the wind and extreme heat blamed for flames that have charred more than 2.5 million acres in California so far this year. New evacuations have been ordered around the Creek Fire, and the Angeles National Forest has been completely closed because of the Bobcat Fire. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both campaigning with COVID at the top of the issues list.
President Donald Trump delivering an insult-fueled campaign stump speech from the northern steps of the White House on Labor Day.
And Biden's a stupid person, you know.
On the campaign trail in Pennsylvania, Biden hitting back at Trump's handling of the pandemic.
He didn't have the guts to take on COVID and threw up the white flag.
At the small socially distanced gathering, Biden telling union supporters he, not Trump, would be better at digging the U.S. out of a slumped economy.
ABC's Faith Abube. COVID cases on the rise in 30 states. Doctors say because college students are returning to campuses. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Has the incidence of suicide in Utah gone up during the coronavirus pandemic as people face additional stress?
The answer, perhaps surprisingly, is no. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has this in-depth look at the numbers and the ways health agencies have been dealing with the situation.
Michael Staley works in suicide prevention for the state medical examiner's office.
We average just under 14 suicide deaths per week. And so we haven't seen anything unusual beyond that.
Even though the number of deaths hasn't gone up, The number of people asking for help on the state's suicide hotline certainly has. Rachel Lisinski works with the University Neuropsychiatric Institute.
We've seen anywhere from a 5 to 10% increase every month since the start of the pandemic in our total calls that have been received. And we have really heard that the acuity or the stress levels of the calls that are coming in have increased during the pandemic as well.
The hotline has added staff during the pandemic with a focus on outreach to rural Utah. The goal is to get the caller through the immediate crisis and making a connection to resources in the community.
We have not consistently run into any challenges where we haven't been able to provide some sort of additional help or support to someone, but we have most certainly looked at expanding the ways in which we do provide those additional resources, whether it's a telehealth or virtual visit.
And the pandemic is certainly not over. Programs that were meant to provide temporary economic assistance have been running out. Kids going back to school have added a new level of concern. Even people who work in the field occasionally need help. One of them is Taryn Hyatt with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
I already have depression. That's already part of my experience. And I just think with everything going on, it just got to a point where I was no longer able to manage it the way I usually can manage it. And it was time that I got some medical help to help me in that effort.
If you're experiencing thoughts of suicide or you know someone who is, the hotline number is 800-273-8255. It's staffed 24 hours a day by professionals trained to help. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Again, that 24-hour suicide prevention hotline number is 800-273-8255. That's the in-depth at 15 and 45.
5:49 means time again to see how the roads are doing out there. Being affected by Mother Nature for sure. This look brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and Andy Farnsworth is in the traffic center.
Right now, traffic in the Salt Lake Valley dealing with wet road conditions, but the winds really affecting drivers in Davis County along I-15, both directions in Farmington. Legacy seeing some northbound slowing spots in between Centerville and Farmington as well. And Highway 89, a lot slower than usual because of the winds. Some intersections have been knocked out of power, look like along Highway 89, maybe the one at Mutton Hollow Road. It's tough to tell with the cameras not working in the area. And we've got semis that have been blown over and affected traffic on I-15. Right now it looks like it's between about Honeyville and Brigham City, but be prepared to deal with that. Going into the canyons, we've had some snow up at Parley Summit, but it's just mostly wet road conditions, not really sticking to the roads. Prime Meridian Healthcare, seek out care early and often with a care team that has time for your personal needs. Reduce, reverse, and reclaim your health and get your life back. PrimeMeridian.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast, Grant.
What a major cool down here with a strong, strong wind gust out of those canyons. Dangerously strong winds there. Elsewhere, windy most of the day. Slight chance of showers mainly morning. High temperature at 62. Partly cloudy 64 tomorrow. 68 on Thursday. And partly cloudy skies. Then it warms up. Friday, we're up to 78. And lots of sun. Sunny 83 on Saturday. Sunshine 86. It gets hotter on Sunday and 88 Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Look how cool it is this morning. 46 degrees. Tell me you didn't take the motorcycle in, Tim.
No.
No.
I was smart enough to leave that one in the garage.
Good. There's no way that's going to work.
Oh, no. When I laid down last night and the winds were, you know, bucking the house around, I knew it wasn't going to be a morning to bring the two-wheel machine out of the garage.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe all the texts we've got this morning about. I mean, there's blowing snow in Camas.
Yeah.
Thank you to our weather watchers for keeping us up to date on all of the wind activity and just how strong it is and the blown over semis. Be careful out there, folks.
We're going to see if we can get an update on that situation on I-80 eastbound around Evanston. We were told from the reader boards coming in this morning that it's closed down and it may be both winds and snow up there. We'll see what's going on and pass it along to you coming up in just a minute. Boy, I'm happy to be able to report that the year-end clearance sale at your Utah Honda dealers continues, and there are so many reasons people buy Hondas. We don't have a Honda in the family now, but we used to, and our car guy, the guy that did all of our repairs, thought we just didn't love him anymore because we were never in there to see him.
Yeah, you don't need to because they run so fantastically.
Yeah, and you know that firsthand. But the highest quality, reliability, and, of course, the resale value of Hondas is always so great. And now you can get any one of the models at clearance pricing, including the 2020 Honda Accord. And a shout-out to Lorenzo there at Ken Garf in Orem. I did not know that the Accord now, and maybe this has always been the case, but it comes with active noise cancellation. So if you want a quiet ride, if you enjoy a quiet ride, I don't know that there's a quieter vehicle on the roads today.
So that's why it's so fantastic.
Yeah.
I do love my Accord, and I didn't know it had something that was doing that, but that's what it is.
Wireless phone charging, Apple CarPlay, you name it, all the gadgets are there. But, of course, the reliability and the safety that we talk about with Hondas is also there with the Accord.
And my thanks to Brandon at Ken Garf Honda downtown, which is where I got my Accord. But I've had a chance to drive the Honda Pilot, which is the big SUV, and it has all the technology to give you peace of mind. And it's got that multi-angle rear view camera, which I love. So you can just take a look and see what's behind. If there's anybody crazy behind you, you can adjust your driving. It's just comfortable and seats eight people comfortably. You got to check out that Pilot.
Take advantage of the year-end clearance sale going on now at your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Ciao, Mr. World here on the world's most scenic road trip. Oh, the views are superb, magnifico. You know, kind of like the designer styles at Eyeglass World. Yeah, they got hundreds of designer styles for hundreds less. And their same-day service? Mwah! Bellissimo!
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
The PRCA Extreme Bowl finale is in Nephi September 19th at 7 p.m. Great bowls and great bowl riders. Get your tickets at UteStampedeRodeo.com. That's UteStampedeRodeo.com. Get your tickets now.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Many Michigan car dealers say they're receiving a lot of used cars which smell like pot. Ever since the state legalized recreational marijuana in 2018, Detroit car dealers say the unmistakable stench is permeating vehicles.
Amazon is banning all plants and seeds imported from outside the United States. Thousands of Americans received mysterious seeds from China this summer, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture is investigating the unsolicited packages.
Let's see what's happening on the markets this morning. All down, and we'll see what may be causing that throughout the morning. But the Dow Jones Industrial Futures, anyway, off 167. The S&P is down by about 41, and the NASDAQ this hour taking another big hit. It's off 332 points.
It's time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
Nobody outside the walls of the BYU football program expected the Cougars to roll through the Navy midshipmen by a score of 55-3. But head coach Kalani Sitake knew his defense, in particular, was ready for the triple option attack.
Although the scheme was different and we had to do a few different things by defending the option, we're going to rely on the fundamentals of the game to help us win. We're going to have to be physical up front. We're going to have to tackle well. We're going to have to block well on offense. And when I challenge our team to be great fundamental players tonight, and it worked out. You know, all the camp, the guys are doing exactly what our offense was doing this all camp long, and it made our defense better.
With the win, BYU is now 1-0 to open up the 2020 season, and now the Cougars have a bye this week before getting ready for another triple option team in the Black Knights of Army coming up on September 19th. With Cougar Tracks from Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
The kids are back in school, and it's time to take care of that quarantine cushion. For the entire month of September, Skinny Utah is offering 25% off all programs. That's right, 25% off all programs. Are you ready to feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah? Then visit SkinnyUtah.com to get started. Skinny Utah has three convenient offices in Draper, Orem, and Centerville. Everything is 100% natural, no drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. You can choose an in-person consultation or a video call, whichever's easiest for you. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every client to help keep you safe. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to learn how to save 25% off all Skinny Utah programs. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. Do it for you. SkinnyUtah.com.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Join me on Thursday for a one-hour special on suicide prevention. I look forward to hosting that one-hour special during the noon hour, sponsored by Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital. KSL News Time now is 5:59. Let's get an early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off with very heavy winds affecting the drive along I-15 and Legacy and Highway 89 in between Bountiful and Layton. Highway 89, ooh, it is terrible. And you can see poles shaking. Traffic coming to a stop near Mutton Hollow and Oak Hills Drive in Layton. Those of you driving on the freeway, you're going to see reduced speeds and that wind blowing mist from the cars kicking it up all over the place. Semi's been tipped over, and because of the wind on southbound I-15 between Honeyville and Brigham City. I'm looking at a crash now on the Bangor exit off the 21st South Freeway. That's for northbounders and westbounders, westbound 201. And wet conditions, so wind's blowing pretty hard in Draper right now. I'm seeing near I-15 as well. The camera's shaking quite a bit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
That weather today, you can imagine, is going to be much, much cooler than it has been. We'll top out at 62 degrees, and the chance of these showers to last the better part of the afternoon is there. Lows overnight going to settle in tomorrow morning about 40 degrees, if you can believe that, and snow falling in some of the higher elevations. So, again, keep that in mind as you head to the high country. We'll keep an eye on the roads and see how Mother Nature is affecting your drive-in. So you stay right there.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.